Welcome back in as we get set to continue our Dream Team interview coverage back in wrestling. Joined now by the junior Ryan Yarnell from Windsor High School. And Ryan, first off, congratulations on being a Dream Team member.
Thank you.
What is that when you hear those words and you know that you're a Dream Teamer for the first time, you know, what does that kind of mean to you, knowing that all the coaches in the J98 listening area recognized you as one of the 10 best?
It just kind of means that I kind of achieved a lot of my goals, made people realize that I'm a lot better than most initially thought.
Yeah, and Ryan, obviously, you're not the only one from Windsor as well elected to the Dream Team. Jacob Warren gets in as well. Just what does it mean to have an opportunity to go in with him? I know a friend of yours.
It means a lot because we've both been doing it together for a while, and we never want one to do worse than the other. We never want to outdo the other, per se. We try to, like, push each other as far as we can. So just to be able to be on the same level, kind of, like, making the same achievements is pretty cool.
Yeah, and when you look back at this past year, just how successful do you rank it up there for that junior season compared to maybe what you did sophomore year?
I had a really good season, actually. I think I lost two matches, one of them at state, one of them at conference, and I think sophomore year I lost, like, seven around there, and this year I placed third, which was my first time ever placing. Last year I went out pretty quick, so overall really well.
Yeah, that third place finish, was there anything in particular that you really worked on this last off season to help prepare you for your junior year, or do you think it was more just being mentally you know, stronger in terms of your experience and knowledge?
I think a lot of it had to do with knowledge, but our assistant coach Bollinger, he helped us out a lot on, like, our strength and cardio, and I think that was there for most of the year, a lot more than it was last year and freshman year.
Okay, and tell us a little bit what it's like to go and wrestle at the state competition. You know, obviously all the best wrestlers in the state converge into one area, and then you get a chance to watch, and it's just days full of wrestling. What's it like to be out there and be competing for a state championship?
It's probably one of the coolest high school experiences I've had so far, honestly. Seeing everyone out there, especially a bunch of your friends that you know from, like, the offseason and haven't seen in so long because you're practicing at your high school instead of your normal clubs, it's pretty neat to go see them and achieve their goals and stuff like that and just get to talk to them again after a really long time.
Yeah, speaking of that, it's obviously the offseason happening now, so just tell us a little bit about where you wrestle and how you train during that offseason when high school's not going on.
For the most part, I go to Thoroughbred Wrestling Academy. It's in Maryland Heights. It's coached by Marcus Hain, who's a former Mizzou wrestler and All-American. And I go there, and then I go out to Ironman Elite in Columbia. And we also do a lot of stuff around Windsor. There's workouts every couple days. So really never stops, just keeps on going.
Yeah, and for you, speaking of the never stops, how much did you give yourself any type of break afterwards after the state match was over? Did you give yourself a week or two to kind of rest the body, or were you pretty much right back into it?
I really wanted to be right back into it, but I got sick right before state and had the flu going on, so I had to take a couple weeks off and let myself recuperate.
Oh, so you were battling in state with the flu then?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, but I got it the week before, missed some school before state, and came back and just kind of did what I could. But it was pretty much getting better by that point. But after state, it hit me pretty hard.
Yeah. So I imagine that third place finish makes you pretty hungry for that senior season to try to get it over the top and win that state championship, huh?
Definitely. I really want to stand on the top of that podium.
That's awesome, Ryan. And then for you, what types of things are you really going to work hard on this offseason to try to make that dream a reality?
I'm going to keep working a lot on technique and honestly just catching up to the rest of people in terms of physical stuff like strength and speed and stuff like that, because I definitely lack there compared to a lot of people.
Okay, so kind of hit the weight room then?
Yeah.
Awesome. And then, Ryan, for you, how would you describe your wrestling style?
Probably in one word, funky.
Funky?
Yep, it's a lot different. I do a lot of rolls and sitting through corners and stuff. most people don't know really what I'm doing. My coach will often tell me, I have no idea what you just did, but it works, so keep doing it.
Interesting. And is that part of just kind of what you've picked up and talking about how that you mentioned that you don't have that same strength that you were talking about? You kind of outsmart your opponents and, I guess, confuse them, huh?
Yeah. Ironman Elite, like I said, when I go out there, that's a lot of what they do. They call it scrambling, and it's mainly not stopping when you don't know exactly where it is. It's not a particular move per se. It's just kind of going with the flow and continuing to wrestle instead of just giving up and letting the other guy score.
Interesting. Very cool. We'll combine that with the added strength, and hopefully that gets you to the top next year, huh?
Yep.
Awesome. Hey, Ryan, before we let you go here, just anything that you would like to add about being a Dream Team wrestler in terms of, I don't know, anybody might want to thank along the way?
I want to thank, obviously, my family, my coaches, a lot of them. I've had my high school coaches. They've helped out a lot. I wrestled at Fox Jaguar Little League, and that was pretty special as well. So just everyone helped me get here is pretty special to me.
Hey, thanks very much for taking some time out of your day to speak with us. And once again, a congratulations on being a Dream Team wrestler.
Thank you.
That's Windsor Jr. Ryan Yarnell joining us here on Regional Radio with the continuation of our Dream Team interview segments.